Hurricane Melissa. Jamaica braces for world's strongest storm of 2025. Watch. Storm chasers fly inside the eye of Hurricane Melissa. Israel receives body. Hamas's belongs to Gaza hostage. Dutch volleyball player and convicted child rapist denied visa compete in Australia. First deadly mine explosion in Australia since 2015 kills man and woman. ChatGPT data on how many users exhibit psychosis or suicidal thoughts. Trump does not rule out seeking third term, but says he will not use V loophole. International troops won't want to enforce Gaza. Peace, says King of Jordan. UN pleads for safe passage for civilians trapped in war-hit Sudan city. Trial begins for 10 accused of sexist cyberbullying of Brigitte Macron. Ivory Coast President 83 secures fourth term after two rivals barred. Film and fashion stars celebrate cinematic style at Vogue World. Cameroon's 92-year-old president wins controversial eighth term. Freed Israeli hostage forced to dig own grave is growing back to his old self. Father says Trump says he had perfect MRI at Walter Reed Hospital. The 92-year-old president, who never loses. How a Diwali cracker gun in India went from social media craze to blinding children. Who is Anwar Ibrahim, the Malaysian leader who helped Trump preside over a peace deal? The Indian village which saw the homecoming of one of the world's oldest rebels. In Russia's blitz of Ukraine, the question of appeasement is back. Inside Syria's jail for IS suspects, as officials say, attacks by group are rising. A coronation, not a contest. Tanzania's first female president faces little opposition. Has Trump's peace deal solved the Thailand-Cambodia dispute? Trump in Malaysia, dancing in a peace deal. Watch moment nuclear plant towers collapse during demolition. I'm not done. Kamala Harris tells the BBC's Laura Kunzberg. Satellite images show extent of demolition at the White House. US-Japan leaders sign rare earths deal ahead of Trump-Xi meeting this week. Oil edges down as OPEC output plans offset US-China trade optimism. Two killed in underground explosion at Australian silver mine. Takaichi, Trump to sign joint document on securing rare earth minerals. Asahi says Hurricane Melissa begins lashing Jamaica as catastrophic. Category 5 storm. Oil settles lower as OPEC plans to increase oil output. World's oldest ruler reelected in Cameroon. Protests erupt. Gold prices slip lower, easing US. China tensions curb haven demand. Standard Chartered CEO sees no stress in bank's portfolio ahead of earnings. BYD's mini car ambitions may be a wake-up call for Japan. Primark seizes US opportunity as Trump hits online rivals. Nomura reports 6% drop in Q2 net profit. Exclusive, BAT pauses unlicensed US vape launch as FDA action accelerates. Skyworks Solutions held talks to buy rival Qorvo. Report says BT Group considers launching low-cost mobile brand. Report. HSBC third quarter profit slides on Madoff charges, but lifts income outlook. Caronade Capital to launch proxy fight against Bill Foley's Cane. Report Trump praises Japan's great female leader in talks on trade, critical minerals. UK faces $26.8 billion public finances gap from productivity cut, FT reports. UK retailers struggle again as budget fears weigh on consumers. CBI says China fills US void at ASEAN summit with push for trade multilateralism. Copper to hold gains in 2026 as mine disruptions fuel deficit, Reuters poll. UK retail sales remain robust despite budget concerns. German business sentiment rises in October, IFO survey finds. Amazon says India's e-commerce exports top $20 billion. Despite US tariffs, investors managing $11.5 trillion urge food companies to diversify away from animal proteins. Dollar slips as traders brace for Trump-Xi central bank meetings. Indonesia to allow central government to lend to local authorities and state companies. Morning bid of baseball, golf, and Nobel Prizes.